Kazakhstan to ban unregistered religious activity. God's using video to help missionaries abroad, and a film moves a village to repentance in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kazakhstan is looking at tightening already draconian restrictions on its controversial religion law. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says there have been some new amendments this week that are being debated in the Kazakh Senate.
It would, for the first time, explicitly ban unregistered religious activity. It would ban sharing beliefs by individuals not named by registered religious organizations or without personal registration as missionaries. It would require all registration applications to be approved centrally, and it would pose a wider range of fines on individuals and communities.
While Kazakhstan's constitution guaranteed freedom of religion in early 2002, the parliament's action has moved a different direction. If it's passed as is, the law will hamper evangelistic work.
Pray for the protection of Kazakh churches, not only their freedom to worship, but also to proclaim the gospel. I mean, we trust that they're going to do what the Lord's called them to do anyway, but it's just, certainly going to make life a lot more difficult for the believers there.
Next, the global bear market appears to be taking a breather after a week of savagery. Attempts to bolster banking systems led some of the recovery, but the damage will continue to be felt in developing nations. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says their job just got a little more challenging.
Statistics say when there's a market crash and a severe recession in the Western world, that translates into less money, less giving into the developing world, and which is a lot of missions organizations are going to have to deal with this, but all the more reason to go in and to really raise up godly entrepreneurs, godly business professionals in these nations.
Marketplace mission seminars help business leaders understand their role in the marketplace to share the gospel and make disciples.
I think we just need to pray for God's men and women around the world, including obviously our own country, who are called into the marketplace for courage, number one, for strength, and that God will just give us all the grace to walk through these days knowing that He is ultimately in control.
Next, hundreds of Ethiopians continue to be victimized by the global food crisis. WorldServe Ministries has partnered with several churches and missionaries to distribute food and necessary funding for locals to continue with their ministries. Many of these church workers have large extended families and adopted children to care for and can't take care of the basic physical needs. Go to our website if you'd like to help WorldServe. Meanwhile, most people think missionaries are church planters, evangelists, or Bible translators. But did you also know missionaries are videographers? Margaret Buell served with the Mission Society for 2 years in Ghana.
I went 2 years ago to try to help communicate what different missionaries are doing with a passion, really, of trying to help communicate how God is working in them, to try to help capture some of the different ministries on video so that their supporters could get a visual image of what's going on.
She'd lived 2 weeks with a family, videotaping their work, eventually making a DVD for their supporters.
Media is so popular in America. We're just trying to help use media to communicate God's stories.
Buell says she never thought she'd use her broadcast experience to help missionaries.
When I really started on a personal journey with Jesus, I realized that this is something that probably would be very useful.
The message is, everyone can do something. And recently, close to 100 lives were changed from a Jesus film showing in a small African village. Only a handful of people showed up for the first viewing, an even smaller number received the call to follow Christ. But dozens of villagers heard the presentation from a nearby valley and came to the team the next morning to pray and come to Christ. Pray that God will continue to add to the 200 million already saved with the help of the film. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.